Korribu's brightly striped orb hung sandwiched between the flat, twinkling clouds of two sizable space fleets. For now, both the Chiss and the Hapens seemed content to avoid a battle, each hiding from the other behind the gas giant's considerable bulk. But they were also maintaining aggressive postures, keeping their sublight drives lit and their shields up, dropping reconnaissance patrols through the planet's golden ring system like air spinners from a Bespin rock trawler. "Good news," Han said, decelerating hard. As they had half expected, the homing beacon aboard Alima's stolen skiff had led them straight back into the middle of the Korribu conflict. Though the standoff between the two fleets was certain to complicate their plans, Han could not have been more thrilled. After they destroyed the Dark Nest, he could track down Jaina and have her safely away from the Tot Nest within hours. "We're just in time for the war." Leia pointed at the tactical display, which now identified the fleet hovering above Korribu's northern pole as Hapen and the one at the southern pole as Chiss. Across the center of Korribu ran a thick band of yellow bogey symbols. "Dark ships," Han gasped. "That's how it looks," Leia said. "There must be a million of them."
"Closer to 150,000, Captain," June said from behind him. "Plus a handful of freighters, blast boats, and 4 KDY orbital defense platforms."
Han raised his brow. "Where's Alima?"
"Still working on that," Leia answered.
A grid appeared over the bright band of bogey symbols strung across Korribu's equator.
"Alima's skiff has to be somewhere in there, or we would have picked her up by now," Leia said.
A quarter of the grid turned red. "Do an efflux search on the areas I'm assigning you. She's only a few minutes ahead, so her ion drives must still be active." Han brought up the first grid square and began to look for a telltale plume of hot ions. At this scale, the band of dark ships resolved itself into a lumpy strand of swirling dots, with the gray disk of one of Korribu's moons hanging just beneath the main area of activity. Han brought the moon, Kerr, to the center of his display and enlarged the scale. A blue circle the size of a fingertip appeared in the screen center, slowly growing smaller as it traveled toward the moon.
"Got it."
Han began a mass analysis to confirm his suspicions.
"This one's still moving in system. It has to be her."
Han activated the intercom.
"Battle station's back there. We might be going any time."
"We know,"
Kip replied.
"We're Jedi."
Miwal informed him that she and Cockmame were also ready. Nogri were always ready. A moment later, the irregular matte black body of two Stealth X starfighters pulled alongside the Falcon, and Han saw Luke's and Mara's helmet-framed faces looking over from the cockpits of Phantom Craft. Leia closed her eyes for a moment, reaching out to them in the Force, trying to get some sense of their intentions. After the Dark Nest attack on the Shadow, they had decided to return with only the Falcon and a couple of Stealth X escorts. Since the Falcon was not equipped to carry fighters, Luke and Mara had been taking turns with the other two Jedi Masters on the mission, Kip and Saba, ferrying the starfighters through hyperspace. Luke and Mara happened to be in the cockpits when the time came for the final jump to Korribu, but Han suspected that Mara would have insisted on being one of the pilots to follow Alima into the Dark Nest. She was taking the whole assassin thing pretty personally. Leia opened her eyes. Then Luke and Mara accelerated away toward Kerr. They remained visible for a moment, a pair of dark X's silhouetted against Korribu's bright stripes, then shrank into invisibility.